Thorny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome along to another Friday. We've made it, you and I. Thursday, absolutely brilliant yesterday. I hope you were able to get out and enjoy it at some stage outside. A beautiful sunny day coming up for today and 20 degrees sunrise at 6:38. No problems on the Pacific Highway, the M1 looking good for our Friday. But, geez, it's bloody cold again. It is 2 degrees in Coffs, 2 in Kempsey, 7 in Port and 5 degrees in Taree. And what a day yesterday. I don't know about you, but I can get pretty emotional watching a cartoon. But the Jessica Fox moment with her dad commenting yesterday when she finally got her gold medal after 3 Olympic Games, I don't know about you, but I definitely had something in my eye. I was blubbering like a newborn baby, I can tell you. Just sport does that to you, doesn't it? That with the Fiji rugby side the day before, it was it's just amazing what sport can do and take our mind off what's going on. Talking about that, major news stories of the day today. Well, the military steps in today to help with the southwestern Sydney lockdown. And, yes, in great news in rugby league, the Roosters 28-0 over the Eels and 10 points to me, thank you very much, in Bluey's tipping comp. Sadly, local news is led by a murder. A man has been charged with murder after an alleged assault at Southwest Rocks. Cherie will have further details of that coming up this morning. On the show today, plenty happening. It is an historic day here on Strawdy's Brekkie Show because today we give away burgers and beer for a year in the Larry Local Quiz, thanks to our great sponsors, Sean and his team at FastPass. Good on you, Sean. We can't do crazy stuff like this unless we have great sponsors like you. Someone today, thanks to FastPass, burgers and beers for a year at the Burger Rebellion and also more beer, our great sponsors. How good is that? I'll ask you a very simple question later on in the morning. We'll do the draw, I think, about 8:45 for that great prize. We'll release our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. John Michael in with all the Hollywood goss. And I know he's got some interesting stuff today about another Disney ride movie. And also, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you are sharing it with some very famous people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lisa Kudrow and Alan Langer, all born on this day.
That's the third strike. It will be
Strawdy for breakfast. Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Today sees the start of the last run of shows for the Players Theatre's Are You Being Served? And the plot is a cracker.
The Grace Brothers crew is preparing to have the Grace Brothers closed down for renovations, and we're being sent off to Costa Plonka for a two-week, a 1 week vacation.
Rugby tots are on for the Littlies today from 9 a.m. this morning at the Manning Valley Anglican College at Cundalltown. In golf, the Port Ladies have a Stableford, while the Nambucca Island have the Chicken Run. The Breast Green mobile van is at the Biripi Aboriginal Medical Service in Mudford Street, Taree. And a reminder, the Port Macquarie Surf Club's AGM comes up on Sunday, August 15 at 2 o'clock at the club. At Bingley, get a bonus Bingley gift card up to 10% on selected laundry appliances. It's a great bonus on selected laundry appliances, but hurry, it's for a limited time. See bingley.com.au for details.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Yes, here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey. How are we?
Good morning, Strawdy. And I'm very cold. I reckon this is the coldest morning I've felt this winter. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it's
as I said,
about it, aren't they?
I try and make you feel a little bit better. In Glen Innes, with the wind chill factor in there, it's minus 10. Feels like minus 10. Imagine being there, Bluey.
Yeah, well, even in my steering wheel on my car, it felt so cold this morning. That's how bloody sensitive everything is around here.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have I got out of my routine yesterday and didn't put my wallet where I normally put it, which is in my trousers, ready to just to pick up and put on. And I got here to work and I had to go back home because I didn't have a pass to get in.
Oh, no.
Yes. So I tell you what, I've been chasing my tail here this morning, but everybody's done that. And normally, see, there's no one here when I get here. Mr. Producer, I'd say once a month, I get the phone call about 5 to 7. Can you come and let me in, you know? But when I get here, Bluey, there's no one here, nothing but crickets and rabbits. There are rabbits everywhere here for some reason. I don't know what it is. Rabbits and no people. But anyway, I finally got in.
What about footy boys? You would have tripped over them when you walked in the front door.
I was just going to say, I get in the foyer and I've tripped over 10 footy points. Can you believe it?
Everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. The Eels and the Roosters last night. Can I let you in on a secret? It cost me a fortune, but it came off. I had to hire a helicopter to get the Wormer and his grandson into Mackay. Now, don't tell Anastasia, but I got him there and I got the result. Very happy. 28 blonde.
You did too. Well done.
Very happy. Now, listen, we better talk about fishing, you and I. During the middle of the day, Bluey, it's going to be beautiful. And Sunday, it's going to nudge 29 where you are. Can you believe it?
Yes, I'm very looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah, south to southwesterly winds early, 10 to 15 knots. They will go northerly later. Bottom of the tide at 7. Where are we going to go and catch a fish today?
Yeah, I reckon we're getting a fair bit of sun on our backs at the present moment, and it's quite comfortable. You've just got to keep out of that little bit of that nasty breeze, but if you keep out of it, it's quite good. So I'm out the estuary today, and with that rising tide, I'm going to target lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait.
What are you hearing outside too? I mean, conditions have got better towards the end of the week.
Yeah, sort of. It's a bit mixed bags out there, sort of thing. There are a lot of small snapper and a few nice kingfish, but not a lot of plate fish at the moment. No.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, good luck to all our fishermen and fisher ladies that are out this weekend. Now, because it's Friday, the TAB and Footy Tab Best Bet, Bluey, get us a winner, please.
Yes, desperate for a winner. We're off to Royal Randwick tomorrow afternoon. We've got race 9, horse 5, best stone at 6-1.
6-1, like that. And something for the footy?
And the horse whisperer, he's also out. Race 2, barrier 2, horse 2, Mr. Hassel at 6-1.
I like the sound of that. And the kiss of death, Richard the Barber is just crossing his fingers behind his back when you're talking here. Go on.
No, he's safe this week. We're off to Moreton Bay Stadium Sunday afternoon. Moreton Bay Stadium. I wonder what that's like.
Yeah. Yeah,
that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Okay. Cronulla Sharks received 7.5 start against the Manly Seagulls. They won't need that.
Oh, he's going for a shark attack. Yeah, there we go. Look at that. Okay, fair enough. And if that salutes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is what everybody waits for.
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yeah, we're off to Dan Murphy's. Oh, you like this one, Strawny. This is really right out there, I tell you. Tiger Crystal Lager, Stubbies, at $41.90 a carton.
Tiger Crystal Lager. Where does that come from?
Tiger Crystal Lager, Stubbies.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what's that a grog, Bluey, then? A stubby?
$1.75 a stubby. Thank you very much.
Tiger Crystal Lager. Well, there you go. And the Tigers are on at 6 tonight. God give them strength. Good on you, Bluey. Have a great day.
Cheers.
Hey, Strawny.
Thank God it's
Triple M and Strawny for brekkie, and our top three things to do this weekend coming up after 7. It is Fleetwood Mac from Rumours, and don't stop thinking about tomorrow where it'll be sunny again. The same for Sunday, it might nudge 29 degrees. How good?
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
In the telly it says under 40s drive massive push for AstraZeneca jabs. Thousands of under 40s in New South Wales are jumping at the chance to get vaccinated with AstraZeneca as worrying new data reveals Sydney's second COVID wave is mainly hitting younger people. In the Herald, it says path out of lockdowns will be decided by vaccine rate. Australia's path out of lockdown will be decided by how many people are vaccinated, but will also take into account the economic cost of restrictions. Whilst in The Australian, their lead story is Army called in to curb runaway COVID outbreak. Health officials have been unable to identify the source of almost 800 COVID-19 infections in Sydney's latest outbreak. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies. They're going to be busy today. Draw number 2185 in the Set for Life. $20,000 a year for 20 years. I'd like some of that, wouldn't you? Yeah, I thought so. It's Triple M. Marina with a traffic update next on our favourite day of the week.
Full range of value-packed MGs now back in stock at Andrew Midiki MG.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Good morning, Rummy Stevens here with your local briefing. A 27-year-old man will appear in court today after an alleged road rage attack in Southwest Rocks. Connor Fuller is accused of murdering 61-year-old Mark Tozer on Wednesday night. The older man was found with serious head injuries on Albert Harrower Crescent, but he later died. Fuller failed to appear at Port Macquarie Court yesterday, where his bail was refused. The matter's been adjourned until today. More of our rural and remote schools are receiving top-to-bottom digital upgrades, with the state government boasting its Rural Access Gap program is rolling out ahead of schedule. 1,000 schools across the state have been added to the rollout after a successful pilot program. Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says the new tech is on the way.
It's all about providing extra devices, smart boards, laptops, video conferencing options for our staff, to really make sure regional schools have access to the same technology as their city counterparts.
It took just over 3 years, but the Rotary Club of Port Macquarie West has reached its recycling target. It's pocketed over 100 grand from Return and Earn after recycling 1 million bottles and cans. Since 2018, the club's been putting the cash into community projects, including mental health recovery, dementia support, OzHarvest and Soldier On. And our daily COVID check shows 24,706 people have got the jab at state-run clinics in the latest 24-hour period. All up, 3,651,310 vaccines have been delivered across New South Wales so far. Taking a look at sport, things are heating up in the Coastal Premier League ahead of this weekend's clashes. League leaders Coff City United taking on the Taree Wildcats, while second place Tigers face Sortel. It'll be two games of David against Goliath in round 16, both Coff sides boasting near-perfect records when they take on 9th and 10th place.
Good morning, David Dolan here with your national news briefing. National Cabinet will be told today just how many of us need to be vaccinated before it's safe to reopen the country. Experts will present a set of magic numbers needed to guide Australia's path out of lockdowns and tough restrictions. Separate modelling has already suggested 80% of the population has to be vaccinated. Right now, that figure sits at just over 14%. While border closures are slowly being removed around the country, Victorians can now travel to Tasmania without having to quarantine for 14 days. The federal court will deliver its verdict today after Qantas outsourced its entire ground operations to pay workers less. Transport Workers Union National Secretary Michael Caine says it could be a game changer.
This is a critical case. It's a real test case in Australian employment law, and it's a real test case about whether these workers, 75% of whom have been unable to secure work since being sacked by Qantas and replaced by outsourced labour, are able to get their jobs back.
Don't expect second-hand cars to get any cheaper. There's already been a 34% price jump over the past year, and experts say that'll continue for another 12 months due to the shortage of new cars arriving from overseas. And as vaping becomes more popular, the days appear numbered for the traditional pack of smokes. Tobacco giant Philip Morris is predicting cigarette sales could end in Australia within 15 years, although the company says there needs to be greater acceptance of e-cigarettes.
Whatever adventure you're planning, Tyre Power have the right tyres at the right price to keep you safe out there. Call your local Tyre Power store today.
The Roosters are knocking on the door of the top four after last night's 28-0 thrashing of Parramatta. The win draws them level with the Eels, who are just above them in fourth. Coach Trent Robinson says getting away from Sydney has been good for his squad.
Be outstanding as a team. Really, the simplicity of not having choice is really good. I think we all found that during the lockdown last year of waking up and, you know, having a meal and training, and there's not much else to do.
And in Tokyo, the Hockey Roos have continued their unbeaten run, knocking off New Zealand 1-0.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto.
Great conditions on the coast as it has been for the last few days with those stiff offshores and light offshores. But today that swell size is really small again. We're looking at maybe knee high, waist high on those biggest sets that might come through every half an hour, but with a high tide around lunchtime, best bet get in early before that tide gobbles up that really small swell. Ideal for the micro grommets or more mature longboarders. Water temperatures around that 18, 90 degrees. Grab a mal, grab a 20, get out there, make the most of it, catch you in the surf.
Johnny's top three things to do this weekend.
Everyone loves live theatre, and the Players Theatre production of Are You Being Served is coming to a conclusion. There are still shows Friday, Saturday, I think there's two shows, Sunday with the matinee, and it is very, very funny. Now, I did catch up with Vicky Byron, who plays Mrs. Slocum, and here's Vicky with a quick summation of the plot.
The Grace Brothers crew is preparing to have the Grace Brothers closed down for renovations, and we're being sent off to Costa Plonka for a two-week, a 1 week vacation.
If you love markets, the Coffs Harbour Lions Club car boot markets are on Sunday at the jetty, along with the Port Macquarie Art Society markets. That's right on the headland there near the Flagstaff. A really great spot for you to have a walk around and maybe a coffee there on Sunday morning in the sunshine. Rugby Union Saturday sees the Hastings Valley Vikings President's 15 up against the Wrinkled Horns. Yes, it's a golden oldies game, but more importantly than that, it's the Dave McCormack Memorial Match at Oxley Oval, with the game kicking off at 1 p.m. Dave was much loved, not only by the rugby community, but the community in general. Now, the day also sees the Vikings hosting the Coffs Harbour Snappers. Game starting at 9:45 and the first grade at 3:15.
I'm the free computer online generated voice for Strongest Breaky Show on Triple 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 M.
Baby, in the summertime, that is where I'll be.
Triple M, and what's trending coming up? An amazing story about an eel and a Chinese man's bottom. I couldn't make it up. That is In the Summertime there from Thirsty Merc. So talk about the summertime. Far from it. In the middle of the day, yeah, it'll be summerish, but not now. Thank you, Andrew. He's just sent me some photos of his dashboard and the frost at Debenham. It's -2. That's about 17 k's southwest of Yarras. Thank you, Andrew. -2 there this morning west of Yarras. Also, Phil, thank you very much. I'm going to put this up on the Triple Game Instagram site. We'll put the two photographs of the frost and also of the Sydney Harbour ferries in the Hastings River this morning on a beautiful sunny morning. Obviously coming to get some work done, but gee, they look absolutely fantastic. But if a Bugs Bunny was there, he'd be saying, hey, you should have turned left at Albuquerque. They're a long way from the Sydney Harbour. Marina with a Mid-North Coast traffic check in this unbelievable true story out of China.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Look, you will not see this on the news tonight, and I debated whether to talk about it in breakfast radio or not, but it is just funny. How could this happen? A Chinese man has nearly died after inserting a wiggling 8-inch eel into his backside to treat his constipation. The live fish bit through the man's colon before getting stuck in his abdomen. The unnamed patient claimed he decided to use the creature to solve his bowel problems after following a folk remedy. Doctors operated to remove the eel, which was still alive, but warned the man could still have died from a disease where the red blood cells are destroyed, caused when bacteria from the large intestine reaches the abdomen. Now, the news came to light after the man sought medical attention at a hospital in East China's Jiaxing province for severe abdominal pain. The man was treated in intensive care for 3 days before being discharged. Now, I wonder if he watched the Eels-Roosters match last night. As I always say, how could you even make that up? Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel after 8. After 9, Steve Price with Australia Today. It is a danger zone there from the great Kenny Loggins. Sunny and up to 21 for today after we all thaw out.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Here he is, John Michael. Good morning.
Well, I tell you, in Melbourne, I could be living in an igloo.
Yeah, I know. I had a couple of photographs sent to me by listeners. Bad frosts away from the mid-north coast. The coastline today, -2 in Yarrowitch this morning.
Yeah.
Yarris, rather.
Well, they predicted that we could have 5 years of record cold weather.
Yeah, amazing. But in the middle of the day...
I don't know whether to believe any of the predictions, but that's what they're saying anyway.
Yeah, we're going to be
29
degrees here on Sunday, so we're going to get cool more. I love this time of the year, cool mornings and nice in the middle of the day. I think it's good.
Yeah.
But I am in the air conditioning and not on the milk run anymore, John Michael. Hey, listen, we want to talk about another Disney ride becoming a movie. And look, there's not a bad thing in Disneyland. I mean, it's just the happiest place. And some of these rides you remember for the rest of your life. And it makes sense to turn them into movies.
Well, Disney knows how to milk these because they make feature films about them. And then they turn them into stage musicals. They might do an animated film, and then they'll turn it into a live-action animation stage production. Now, the Haunted Mansion was actually made into a movie some years ago with Eddie Murphy. It was not a great success. I don't know why, but it wasn't. But anyway, they're going to do Haunted Mansion 2, and I have an idea why they're doing this, because they're thinking of rejuvenating the franchise, the Haunted Mansion thing, and then turning it into a stage musical. Now, a few years ago, I would have said, no, that would be impossible. But I saw Frozen the other week, and I have to tell you, the special effects are absolutely amazing. There is nothing they can't do on the stage these days. It's like the Harry Potter show that's on in Melbourne at the moment. The special effects are dazzling. My God, they must have spent an awful lot of money to set these things up, but they're mind-blowing. So you're seeing special effects in the theatre that before were sort of really limited to movies, and now they're expanding them into the theatre. Now, another Disney ride that's become a movie is Jungle Cruise with Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt. And the movie, they say, is great for 8-year-olds, but I would imagine that considering what they can do now with special effects, it may become a stage musical as well. Now, why stage musicals? Because they are a license to print money. I mean, you think of shows like Phantom of the Opera, they have made in excess of $1 billion, and much more than the movie made, actually. But they just go on and on and on. So they develop a franchise. First of all comes the ride, the real-life ride, or the novel in the case of Harry Potter. Then they become the movie. Then they become, as we've seen with Harry Potter, there's now an animated thing of Harry Potter. Then they become the stage show. And the same with Disney. They know how to do this brilliantly. And, of course, they have brilliant people working on creating amazing special effects for Disneyland and Disney World and whatever. So you just shift them over to making a stage, working on the stage, and what the result is absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah, we've come a long way since, you know, remember when the local shows would be on in your town in the bush. And I remember when I did have my milk run, one of my milk boys did run away to join the circus. And it was his job, John Michael, in the ghost train to hold a mop up over his head and shine a torch in his own face and scream at people. Now, that was the special effect. Here you go. We have come a long way.
Well, you know, you look at you look back at the old, where they first started doing like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde or the Wolfman.
Yeah.
And you saw how they did it with stop-start photography, you know, and they'd show his face and then they'd, the next thing you'd see another image of him and another image. It was all, I mean, it was brilliant for the time, but very, very old now.
Yeah.
But what they can do now, live special effects, just look, when I saw Frozen, I gaped at the stuff I was looking at. It was absolutely amazing.
I know. And I know you and I talk about this next scene. We have spoken about it a few times over the years, but one of my favourites, tell everybody about, remember Bela Lugosi's last film? He actually dies in real life 5 minutes into the film. What happened for the rest of the film?
Well, the rest of the film was Bela Lugosi, they got a guy I think was about 2 feet taller than Bela Lugosi,
yep,
who held up a cloak to his face, so you never saw the face. Wasn't that what Ed Wood's film, wasn't it?
Ed
Wood, the most untalented director of all time, but they made a movie about him.
He was
so untalented, he was a genius. Anyway, they made this thing, it was Space Something Planet 9.
Yeah, Plan 9 from Outer Space,
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, poor Bella died, and they got somebody who was taller. Well, they couldn't get a face like Bella's, so this character walked around holding up a cloak to his face. So all you saw was his eyes.
And the music going, dum, 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 dum,
classic.
Yeah, it was.
If you haven't seen it, folks, try to get hold of it. It is a classic.
It sure is. Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you same time next week.
Look forward to it, Mark.
Yeah,
bye.
Looking forward to seeing Frozen by the sound of that. How good, eh? Bang on quarter to eight. Liam and Strony Fabrecki and Steve Price, after nine with Australia Today, John Mayer. No such thing. 7 to 8, Marina with the Mid-North Coast traffic check, not far away. It's time!
Burgers and beers for a year.
Catch Strony Fabrecki
and have a crack at the Larry Local Quiz.
For the winner,
a Fast Plus Works Burger.
And a Larry Local Lager for you and a mate.
Yeah, how good is it? But someone's going to win it for a year. Ashley is here with her devilishly interesting questions. 133353, the number. We've got our 2 Triple M listeners ready to go. First up, Scotty. Good morning to you, Scotty, in Port Macquarie.
Good morning, Mark.
Okay, Ashley, what is Scotty's buzzer?
So it's going to be gherkin for you, Scotty.
Try your buzzer, Scott.
Gherkin.
I love it.
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah, gherkin. Mark at Lakewood. Hello, Mark.
G'day, bloke.
All right. Now, your buzzer. Ashley, what are you going to give Mark as his buzzer?
Mark, I want you to say hops for me.
Ooh, hops.
Hops. There you go. A bit more enthusiasm, Mark. All right, here's our question. The winner gets the Larry Local Works Burger, which is available from Monday at Burger Rebellion, and also the Larry Local Lager from Hodgie and the team at More Beer. That's for you and your bestie. All right, what's our question, Ash?
All right, guys. Is the Slim Dusty Centre north or south of Kempsey?
Hops.
Oh, I didn't even.
Hops. Mark, yes.
Get it out.
What'd you say, buddy?
South.
Yes.
South it is, yes. Congratulations, Mark, but Scotty, don't despair. You are still in the draw to win a year's supply of burger and beers thanks to Fast Plus. Well done, Mark. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks.
And for everybody that's listening and salivating, looking at our photos on our Facebook site and our Instagram site, it's going to be available from Monday.
Mm-hmm. We're doing the draw in the next hour.
How good. Next hour, we'll decide our winner. Good on you, Mark and Scotty, the old hops.
And gherkins,
eh? And say you don't have culture on this show.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Just love the word. Can I say it again? Gherkins. Triple M and Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, where look out, the Friday Men's Bowling Club Ripper Raffles are on from 5. It is blue sky mine there from midnight all. Sunny up to 21 for today. Bang on quarter past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, let's go to Stuart's River Road. Morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm freezing, but I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I think we're all the same boat, Wendy. Now, what are you doing over the weekend?
Hopefully spending
$1,000. Okay, well, that's fair enough. What number are we looking for you on the wheel, Wendy? We'll start at spinning.
We'll start with the number 9.
Number 9, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a look. Number 9. Come on, number 9. And, oh, Wendy, guess what it's landed on?
Number 8.
No, number 9. You won $1,000! How about that, Wendy? It's not a very good phone line we've got, but congratulations, Wendy!
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, fantastic. Good on you, Wendy. Hold the line. We'll get your details. You have just won $1,000.
You win.
Yeah. Wendy. Ah. Isn't that a great way to finish off Friday? Wendy gets $1,000. There you go. Other birthdays today. We better look at the birthdays. I'm all excited after that. It's not for today, but for tomorrow. Can we have a round of applause, please, for Thelma Thompson of Kempsey, who's turning 100 tomorrow. Good on you, Thelma, from Mari and Hilton and from us all here at Triple M. 100 tomorrow for Thelma Thompson of Kempsey. Now, if you're birthdaying today, I could tell you you're sharing your birthday with the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lisa Kudrow and Alan Langer, all born on July 30th. And I can't believe Wendy got the $1,000.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie and Steve Price after 9 with Australia Today. It is the Gin Blossoms Hey Jealousy. We've had some technical issues here and it started very early this morning. I just have not had a good day with the stuff here. Ashley is joining me. We don't have access to all our bits. Now, I know that can sound a bit strange and you're probably going, whoa, what's he talking about? Well, there's other things to do the show that we can't get hold of at the moment. We will limp over the line to 9 o'clock, all right? And we thank very much Andrew and James and everyone that's trying to help us get back on the air with all our other bits.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. It is a cracking Friday morning after the frost. Some lovely photographs from Bianco and Andrew about the frost this morning. They're on the Triple M Instagram page. And you can also have a look at what Phil sent me of 2 Sydney ferries in the Hastings River. And you think, has there been an extortion attempt? Like Bugs Bunny said, I should have turned left at Albuquerque. No. Obviously, they're getting work done on them, but it looks funny seeing 2 Sydney ferries in the Hastings River. Those photos are on the Instagram site. Now, what we're going to try and do is limp over the line and get to 9 o'clock. I don't have my fancy bits here to do the draw. Do you want me to do a drum roll? Thanks to our great sponsors, Fast Plus Building Supplies, we now have to give away to someone burgers and beer for a year. How good is it? And we thank everybody who's been in the draw that has come and played the Larry Local Quiz. The daily winners, what did they get, Ashley?
So the daily winners got the Larry Local Works Burger and a Larry Local Lager for them and a mate. So that's for the entire month of August as well. So if you rang in and you didn't win, you can always go to Burger Rebellion and check it out
on
for the
Monday.
Month of August.
Yeah,
yes.
From Monday.
Which
yeah,
I think
fantastic.
We need to go to as well.
I think so too, yes. Or just for the, you know, quality control.
Yeah, obviously. Mm.
But someone is going to win burgers and beer for a year.
Yes, and I've got them all here.
Okay, now we've got the Triple M Greasy Barrel, which is not a technical computer thing. So the barrel we're going to send around here now, there it is. All our names, everybody that got on the air got in this draw. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'll do the drum roll, ready?
All right, so we've got...
Winner is... Sydney! No, only joking.
James!
James, congratulations! And I think from your entry form there, James was...
James was beer can.
He was beer can on Tuesday, was it? What's it say on that bit of paper?
Yeah, so it was Tuesday. I think that was the donut question.
The donut question?
Yeah, so the interchange was better known as the donut.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Congratulations, James.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks to Sean and the great team at Fast Plus. And look, unless we have people like Sean... We do not have the why for or the wherefore to be able to do really crazy promotions like this. And good on you, Sean. Great local business, and that's what the Larry Local theme is all about. And the Larry Local Works Burger, you can try it on Friday. Maddie's done a great job putting Sean's ideas together into that burger, and you can have it from the month of August. And Hodgie at More Beer, the Larry Local Lager as well, will be flowing out of the taps there.
I think it's got to be the best combo I've seen so far.
At the Burger Rebellion. James, congratulations. You're our winner, and yeah, more to come here on the M's. Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie under some different circumstances. Got a couple of technical issues. Nickelback there and How You Remind Me. That's just about it for us on the show for today. Of course, the great Steve Price coming up after nine with Australia Today. And we're really excited here because we've had a really big day. The birthday wheel went off. Wendy from Stewart's River Road picked up $1,000. And James, his name came out of the greasy barrel because we had never computers at the time. The name came out of the greasy barrel. He's got burgers and beer for a year. It is just the very best prize. So congratulations, James, and your win today means you got burgers and beer for a year thanks to Sean and the team at Fast Plus. And, of course, the Larry Local Works Burger is available Monday for the month of August at Burger Rebellion.